How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com. How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, Captain.
Who lives in his dad's basement under the street? His name's Wilbur. He's short and he's loud with a bright pink goatee. His name's Wilbur. If conspiracy nonsense is something you wish, his name's Wilbur. He'll tell you about the government trying to crossbreed a fish. His name's Wilbur. Wilbur. Emily said, Gemini.
I think you topped out your mic.
I get kind of excited when I have to sing. You know, it happens.
That's good. That's a good
energy
thing.
Energy can't be contained.
You know, well, welcome back to the Shack, everybody. I am Daniel, and you just heard right there the new intro to the Shack. Well, maybe at least for this episode, it is sung by the one and only Maurice Buttered Rye Toast Klug.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am here.
Is it Klug or Klug?
It's Klug, but a lot of people say Klug because it's like you're drinking beer, Klug, Klug, Klug. Especially when I go to Milwaukee, like during Oktoberfest. Mm. When I was investigating the smiley face killers and everything, they call me Klug.
Klug. All right. There's no umlaut over the U, so threw me
off.
And then the return. We dug him out of the vents. We drug him back into the shack. Jebediah.
I have returned.
Welcome back. So, as you both know, in the shack, the truth is found. That's why we're here. We're gathering for a solid hour of information overload. So I hope everybody's ready.
I am ready. I was born ready.
Good. Just like Jack Burton.
Relation to Tim Burton?
I don't think so. Jack Burton just wants his truck back. Dang it.
That's right.
Just give me my truck back.
But he's named Jack like Jack Parsons. And we can talk about Jack Parsons too, because that's crazy. Mm.
Ooh, Jack Parsons.
You don't know Jack Parsons?
I don't know Jack City. I don't know. I don't think I know. Maybe I do. I probably do.
Jack. Okay, so actually, you know, Jack Parsons was one of the people that supposedly worked on the fake American space race. And he was like a friend of Anton LaVey, and he was a Satanist, and he did rituals and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Hmm. Sounds like our, our run-of-the-mill government leaders, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, but they call us crazy.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Sure, we're the crazy ones. Actually, we are crazy because we're all, like, giving in to the system. We're like, yeah, this is normal. This is what society, civilization, life should all be about. Spending our dollars on cheap crap that goes bad after a year, and then we got to replenish it with more cheap crap.
Boy, you are not joking. I was thinking the other day that, like, my grandparents had a refrigerator that they bought in, like, 1941 that, like, We gave it away when my grandmother died in 1999, and it's in my cousin's garage, and he's still using it.
Still works.
Yeah, it still works. Whereas the one I bought 5 years ago bellied up on me.
Yeah, good luck getting that Samsung fridge to stay alive for more than 2 years.
Yep, not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Hey, you know, they talk about landfills and everything, but stuff is more disposable now than it has been ever.
Hey, but it's got a touch screen on it, so give them a break. It's better.
You can ask Siri what to make for dinner.
Right.
So you don't have to use your three remaining brain cells. You don't have to tire the little guys out trying to think for yourself.
It'll even record you and watch you in the kitchen all the time.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the touch screen to say someone touched it inappropriately.
What is that? Robot jail?
Yeah, robot jail. Cyber jail.
Yeah, clanker jail.
Clanker jail, yeah. You gave him a
clanker
bump.
Jail!
You give the clanker a little bump. That's all it needs. Oh, boy. It's like we're living in Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage universe. Everyone's doing it with technology and machines, and music becomes illegal. That's what we're heading towards. Because music is a form of self-expression and ideas.
Yes, it is. And you know, not to go chasing rabbits, but this is a shack, and we can talk about anything. Have you guys ever actually thought about the PMRC, the Parents Music Resource Center, and how they label music? And all that did was give me a label to look for when I was buying records back in the day. Oh, wait, this has bad words on it. I'm going to buy this. What if they were actually in cahoots with the record company to sell more records?
Oh, you think so?
It makes sense.
I mean, there's a theory there, but I also think they slapped explicit records or explicit signs on albums with no lyrics.
Yes, they did.
Explain that. And who headed that up? Who headed up the old PMRC? It was Tipper Gore. Al Gore's wife. And you know, Al Gore's, guys, I got all the algorithms, seriously, guys. And I can tell you, this is bad. And I got to tell my wife to just make sure you guys aren't listening to all that bad music. Because, you know, it's bad for you. And I know what's good because I'm Al Gore. I invented the internet.
Can we put a lawsuit against him or something? Because like he said that I'd be dead by now because the water levels would rise, and I like didn't save any money for this point of my life, so it's all his fault.
Ooh, there may be grounds for a lawsuit there. Actually, now that you say think about it, because I
and
did
anyway, go.
Very inconvenient truth, you know, that he threw right in our faces.
Yeah, I know. And let's go back to the PMRC for just a second.
Sure.
The Ramones album Mondo Bizarro, I want to say it came out in 1991. There's a song on there called Censorship that is about the PMRC, and he mentions Tipper and Zappa in the same lyric. Just say it.
Ooh. I might have to listen to that.
I'll get you a copy later.
I might
send it by the carrier pigeon that I used to get Jebediah's attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one well-trained bird you got there.
Carries iPods very nicely.
Yeah, it does.
No, I did not know that. And I'm big Zappa fan. I do know most music that references him, which there is a lot. But
Joey Ramone was a huge Frank Zappa fan, just so you know.
Who was? The Ramones were?
Yeah, Joey Ramone. And actually, 25 years ago today, Joey Ramone passed away. So,
R.I.P.
Moment of silence for Joey. The punk rock, the DIY ethos, it was incredible.
That was a very short moment of silence you gave him there.
Well, I mean, it's punk. When have punks ever done things that they're supposed to do?
Oh, fair enough. Yes, yeah, so that's all. You know, punk rock's short, so should the moment of silence. Their songs are like, a minute, 30 seconds average?
Yeah, and exactly. You know, someone once told this musician from Chicago that the perfect radio length for a song was 2 minutes and 33 seconds. So if you go through Wesley Willis's discography, almost every song is 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh, that's amazing. He's so good.
Not that it,
Not that anything of his would ever get played on the radio.
It's too raw. It was too truthful to play on the radio. If anyone doesn't know Wesley Willis, a musical icon, and I don't know, he just broke the mold. He broke
the mold. Well, he used music as a form of self-therapy for dealing with his schizophrenia.
Yeah, chronic schizophrenia. In fact, he has a song about it called Chronic Schizophrenia, where he explains all the demons in my head, the talking vulgar, the telling me terrible things. And it's pretty raw, let's just put it that way.
I know one of them was named Heartbreaker and another one was named Mean Sucker.
Oh, yeah. So that's his demons. Mean Sucker.
Yeah.
He was a real
bastard. Mean Sucker.
Didn't like him. But Wesley Willis.
A Mean Sucker.
I don't know. I think he deserves more. I don't know. He just deserves more praise than he got just because he was different.
McDonald's should really make a Wesley Willis meal, you know?
I once dated a girl and her brother, well, her family, they had a pet bird and they named him Wesley Willis.
Oh,
so good.
I'd have sold that bird.
Oh, she passed away. Wesley Willis lived a good life.
Oh, he did. So what are we talking about today? I mean, what kind of conspiracies do we have out there?
Well, we did bring up a few things off before we started about, history. That can be let's just spearhead history right in its face.
So, you mentioned that, and I study so much history. Have you ever heard of this series called, America Unearthed?
I think I've heard of that. It's on a History Channel?
It's on the History Channel. Well, that guy was recently on, this other podcast by this dude that has, a pet fish that talks to him. He should probably get checked for schizophrenia. But anyway, it's this archaeologist that just looked at everything mainstream archaeology accepts and said, you know what? When's the last time we questioned all of this? And about 10% of it is passing the sniff test. The rest of it is questionable.
Oh, the rest of it is what?
Questionable.
Oh, questionable. Absolutely it is. I mean, once you start digging in this stuff, it really, when anything diverts from the narrative or our timeline, it's just that stuff's either brushed under the rug or it's just not even considered to add to the equation of our history.
You are so correct. And one of the problems is that people take a theory and accept it as scientific fact. And I really got to questioning this when someone was talking about Gigantopithecus, how it was a Bigfoot and it walked upright. So I said, let me see. So I got to looking. Do you know how many Gigantopithecus skeletons we found?
No complete ones.
We, meaning the human species? No complete one. It's something like 21 teeth and part of a lower jawbone.
Dragon bones. Dragon teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Dragon teeth. So how do we know that it walked upright if we've never seen any more skeletal structure than that?
Correct. It's all based off speculation.
Correct. And so much of history is like that.
Speculation.
I don't know what state the shack is in, and I want to keep it. Oh shit! Did you hear that alarm? I gotta move.
Oh.
Have you ever been to the Cahokia Indian Mounds?
I have not.
I think you need to, because those burial mounds—they're picture mounds. It's a giant snake. So it looks very much like mounds over in Europe and mounds in South America, but we're supposed to just think that the Native Americans, they had no math, they were nomadic, they never built cities.
Such BS.
We are taught by the Rockefeller education system not to question the narrative, and that needs to stop.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's where it all starts, is the Rockefeller public education system. I think after World War I and II, they tore the system down and rebuilt it in their vision to create obedient workers. that don't question.
That is exactly what they did. They wanted factory workers. They wanted people that could sit in a chair and put the wheels on a radio flyer station wagon for the next 40 years, 40 hours a week, and then retire and never question anything.
And now it's slowly shifted into learning to code, or not even that, learning to code within their systems and keeping you indoors and on computers as much as possible.
Well, that's coming to an end because there's a large tech company. They call it a social media app, but it's actually like an app where you send pictures to each other and you talk to each other. They just laid off 1,000 people whose jobs were replaced by AI.
Wow. Well, you know, our friend of the show, Bill Gates, told us that.
You know, AI is important for the future of, you know, humanity, and they're going to replace all those jobs. We're not going to need all those people. It's not important.
He's such
anymore.
A weenie.
He is a weenie. He's a weenie Man. Sucker.
I don't think you've brought this up in a minute, but man titties.
Oh.
Big flabby man titties.
Hey, I had to stop jogging because I kept getting bruises from my tits smacking my face.
Oh, Lord.
He's never run in his life.
I just seen a commercial. Yeah, exactly. He maybe ran from, like, I don't know.
A goose trying to molest him when he was six.
Or an appropriately aged adult female.
Yeah, he's run from that. That's for dang sure.
Well, your parts are weird.
Come on, eh?
20.
He used to hang out on that island with Stephen Hawking.
Oh, God.
What
do you think that? Okay. Yeah. What do you think that was? For real? Like, the Stephen Hawking stuff was. What was that?
I have no clue. What, you know, when I saw that, I said, why couldn't it be somebody that I didn't like Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, he's involved.
You see, that's what I said, somehow.
Well, see, they got to throw the ones under the bus, like the scientists that were the old guard, you know, that they used to use to, you know, push the science on us all. Because, you know, I am the science. I haven't done his voice in a while. I'm the science. You got to listen to me because I know science, and you don't question the science because that's me, and I'm the science. Listen, obey.
Don't question the science is the most unscientific statement ever because what is science other than questioning everything?
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
But, you know, all the sheeple, which I don't like calling people sheeple, but you know what? Sometimes they are. It's the doctor. He's on TV. He shut down the businesses. He must be right.
Oh, Lord. Don't get me started about talking about Fauci.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I know how much we all love and care for him. He's such a great, amazing guy. We just.
Incredible.
Dude, we could spend all day.
If Jim Jones would have been alive, Jim Jones would have said, I don't know about this guy. He seems like a cult leader.
What do you mean, a cult leader? You mean someone that just gives everyone commands over the whole country of, like, what they can and can't do and how far or away they can be from somebody and what businesses are allowed to be open?
I mean, never, you know, and people still defend him. And I said, never forget, there were grandparents that died by themselves not being able to hug their grandchildren because of Dr. Fauci.
Yep. And he did AIDS.
Yep.
He did AIDS. Dallas
he
Buyers
certainly
Club.
Did. I forgot
called?
About that.
Isn't that what that movie's called? Dallas Buyers Club or something like that?
Dallas Buyers Club, yes.
It's about Dr. Fauci. He invented AIDS. Well, he didn't invent it. I don't think he's smart enough, but he oversaw the production of it, and he used his grubby little, I don't know, gross hands to facilitate it all. He's a demon.
Yeah.
You know, and he's the one that wants us to accept all the mess about the dinosaurs. And let's talk about that supposed moon trip. If you want me to believe that we went back to the moon, launch on a day other than April Fool's Day, for Christ's sake. I mean, seriously, do you want me to believe something you started on April Fool's Day?
I think it's that's like, kinda,
are you for real?
I think that's the nod to anyone paying attention to know, like, this is a joke. But if you don't, if you're not already on board and realize that all that stuff is fake, we've never been to space. We've never been to space. That's my opinion.
And plus, I meant to look that up. There was a speech that JFK gave to Congress, and I want to say it was in 59 or 60.
Was it the, we're going to embark on a journey no man has ever done before?
No, it was the one where he said, there is no amount of money we could throw at this problem to beat the Russians to space.
Hmm.
And then, like, less than a year later, we've done it.
It's an interesting statement.
I'm going to have to look that up, and I'll put that on the carrier pigeon I send you.
Well, what did he mean by that, you think? Did he mean that, like, it was, we're too technologically behind, or?
We were so technologically behind. He said there's no amount of money we could toss at this that will get us to beat the Russians. We cannot do it. We do not have the technology, nor the manpower, nor the brain power to do it.
That's when they realized, we'll do it in a studio.
Yep.
We'll do what we do best. America's number one export, media.
You are not joking. And I want to say, they even made a movie where Stanley Kubrick got approached by FBI agents asking if he could make the moon landing.
Hmm. In a movie?
I completely, yes.
Well, there's supposedly an interview where he admitted to, or talked about doing it. I've seen it before. I mean, I don't know. And this is before AI like took off, but still, I believe AI was around before.
I was going to say, by the time we get a hold of something, it's been around for a hot minute.
Correct. Correct. So who knows what we've been, how long we've been subjected to AI dribble. Like, I think a lot of movie scripts, too, in the past 20 years were AI-driven.
I think you're right. Hollywood can't come up with an original concept anymore.
And we notice it. Mm-hmm. We all notice it. It's just a repeat of something old, or any new story is just, like, garbage. It's just AI type of jokes. Like
Slop.
And it's not even, like the movie Airplane. Now, that was a movie full of just... Every line is a joke, and their formula for that movie was, well, throw as much crap at the wall and whatever sticks. But as long as we throw enough, there'll be enough there to stick to make a good or make a funny movie. And they were right.
Kind of like Blazing Saddles?
Kind of. That's even that's joke loaded, but I think every line in that was very calculated. Blazing Saddles, such
Excuse
a good movie.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Exactly. It's a great movie.
Good movie.
You know, I think we need that more, movies like that more, because it's a very offensive movie, very, very offensive. But that's the point. It's the show the mirror at society that everyone's an idiot that gets offended by all this crap. Because everyone on both sides are all idiots. Everybody's an idiot. Who cares what words people say?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Have my gripes with society today, but you know what? Blazing Saddles is a good refresher. Sometimes you got to go back to the benchmark stuff and like, oh yeah, this is what I used to watch as a kid. This is good stuff. I'm allowed to watch these things and not feel ashamed by society.
I watch the Blues Brothers twice a year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because that is probably my favorite movie of all times. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, a half a pack of smokes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
That's one of my dad's favorite movies.
Your dad and I get along good.
Oh, yeah. Do you
Papa Wilbur.
May I offer you a rubber biscuit?
Jebediah? I watched the second one, and it just doesn't get the same.
Yeah, every movie's like that, except like, you know, Terminator or Back to the Future. There's few exceptions.
Speaking of that, and speaking of Hollywood not having an original idea, what's this about they're going to make a part two to the Goonies?
Money.
That is
money. Follow the money.
Yeah.
That's Jesse Ventura.
There are certain things.
Portable water.
30 gallons of potable water ready to go in the back of my pickup truck. I'm always ready. I don't know. I think it's a dumb idea to remake the Goonies now. I mean, come on. You know what really sucked? Dumb and Dumber 2.
You know, I couldn't bring myself to even try.
Yeah. You know what? I watched, remember the first, the prequel Dumb and Dumber-er?
Yeah. When Harry Met Lloyd?
Yep. When I first watched that, I'm like, this is kind of crap. Like, why'd they do this? Now, after I watched Dumb and Dumber 2, Dumb and Dumber-er is a goldmine perfect movie. It's fantastic. It's so good. It's actually, I laugh and I enjoy it.
And stuff like this is all about money. So what they're doing with Goonies Part 2, they're trying to hit that Gen X, okay? So yep. Gen X, all these guys, 65 to 80? So they're pushing 50, you know, they're hitting that midlife crisis, and they just want to remember what it was like to be young back before we had the internet, when you went to school with a steel lunchbox that you could smash somebody in the head with if they pissed you off, and the worst that you got was to stand in the corner at the principal's office.
That's
not that I speak from experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded hyper specific, but it was right.
Yep. The kid's name was Chad Ledoux, and I was tired of him picking on me for my accent, so I smashed him in the head with my Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
Nice.
And I dented the Confederate flag on the General Lee.
Yeet.
Freaking smashing Duke McGoo.
Yep.
Or Chad. Sounds like a jerk.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the... I don't know. I haven't even watched a new movie in years. I don't care anymore. I'm like Phil Collins. I don't care anymore. They lost my interest. They lost the art.
Just like Disney remaking everything. Like, oh, we'll remake the Seven Dwarves. We'll remake... But they've done, what, like 4 or 5 ones? That's the only ones coming to my head. But they just turn it into slop. Just a bunch of AI-generated garbage. And
but they're not...
Go ahead.
They're not remaking what they should, which is Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. The Black Cauldron.
Oh. Sword in the Stone.
Sword in the Stone. Please tell me you guys have seen Something Wicked This Way Comes. It's based off a Ray Bradbury book.
Gosh, a long, long time ago.
I think I have it on
tape.
You see, yeah, it's one of those classics, but Disney like sweeps it under the rug and doesn't want to talk about it. Oh my gosh, we made spooky movies.
Or just maybe there's a narrative in there that doesn't... It doesn't change the psychology of a young child. So they're like, yeah, we don't need that. We need something to make kids feel, like sad or have some like feelings about something that they isn't necessary in their life at all. But we need to bury that deep in their brain so they're suppressed.
There's no brainwashing in the movie, and it encourages independent thinking. We can't have that.
Correct. It doesn't exist. Get rid of
it. Yep.
Yeah, they're going through the options of movies. Well, what can we remake now? So let's see. What else can we exhaust without thinking of new ideas? Well, we got to make something new in it. We got to make it a little different, right? All right. Well, change the race. Done.
Yep. You're assuming that the Disney CEO doesn't just pick up the phone and call Bill Gates and say, hey, Bill, what am I doing this week?
I don't know. Let me check with my associates for global health, Jeffrey Epstein.
Make the Little Mermaid black.
Yeah, that's all he said.
Because we're incapable of coming up with new ideas.
He's in a big like evil henchman's chair, and he just flips around in it, and he's like,
make the Little Mermaid
like
black.
Mr. Claw from Inspector Gadget is just sitting there petting one of his throatless beagles.
Oh gosh.
You know, when they race swapped Ariel, I love people telling me, oh, well, it's tropical, it's correct. And I'm like, first of all, it's a mermaid, so we don't know what their skin tone is. Second of all, Hans Christian Andersen, who wrote the damn story, was Scandinavian.
I mean, at the end of the day, the race and stuff doesn't matter at all. But why not just, create a new story with a new character
exactly.
of said race? And have you know, create a new story. That's what we want. New stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think
do something original.
Exactly. But yeah. I think that too is all just designed to just piss people off and divide. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just very simple, easy tool to get people talking about something. Because as long as we're not talking about stuff that actually affects our lives, you know, taxes, being number one, as long as we're not talking about that, hey, Mermaid's Black.
And the reason that they want you to think they know everything is so to discourage independent thought so you don't break out of the mold.
Correct. But guess what? Shaq, there is no mold.
That's right. It's in this shack. The truth is found.
That's correct.
Only mold in the shack is black mold.
Right. And that's just because the roofs are all leaky.
That's I like to huff it sometimes, you know.
Oh, in the vents?
It smells good, yeah. It's little fuzzy wuzzies in my lungs.
It's certainly not from that big pot over there that I saw you guys putting all the corn mash in.
Oh, that's for moonshine.
That has nothing to do with me. I would never do that.
You're not huffing moonshine fumes? I think you die like a snallygaster.
Oh, like a snallygaster.
Yeah. That's how he went down.
Find me floating in it like a lizard in a pool.
You guys joke about that, but one time I got a snoot full of alcohol steam and it knocked me out. Ooh. I mean, it's like an instant drunk.
Oh, I did that when I puked. I did a four horseman shot and puked it all out my nose. And I couldn't see for about 30 minutes.
Well, it could be that old Maurice was trying to make whiskey out of cheap beer one time just to see if I was doing it, if I was doing it right. And I had my cheap beer in my pressure cooker and it starts blowing all that steam off when I popped that thing and I got a snoot full of that. And man, I was drunker than Cuda Brown instantly.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a good time.
Yeah.
Steam can be.
Oops, I had a gremlin break into the shack right now, so just if you hear any weird noises,
Hopskinville.
It's a little Hopskinville goblin. We've been training him to do chores around the house and like plow the field.
Bring you a Yahoo that he stole from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I send him out for chores. Just say the word Yahoo and he comes back. It's like a crow. It's like making friends with a crow.
A crow. Yeah, did I ever send you that song, Wilbur, Walking Through the Desert with a Crow by Ghoultown?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to send it to you. That's one of Lyle Blackburn's bands.
Oh, okay. Actually, I had a friend that's in a group thread talk about that. But I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
That's funny, because I've known Ghoultown for a while. I had no idea it was anything to do with Lyle.
Hmm. What? So the band is Ghoultown? We'll have to give it. Yeah, there's a shout out. Lyle Blackburn, Ghoultown. Check him out. They're on Spotify.
On all major music streaming platforms.
Oh, okay. I just picked the one I know that I was assuming he'd probably be on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I forget what tangent led to that.
There is no telling.
You know what? You said something earlier, though, I think we need to address.
What's that?
History. Dinosaurs.
Oh, Lord. So, you know, it's like this. How many cultures had stories about dragons?
I think 17.
I'm going to say most of them.
Okay, you're probably right.
And if it wasn't dragons, it was things like the Thunderbird and things like that.
Right, yes, of course.
So, I did do a little Googling. I'm supposed to believe that the handyman was the first species of hominid, of human, off of four incomplete skeletons found in one geographic location.
Okay.
Same thing with Gigantopithecus. We got teeth and a jawbone. Now, Neanderthal, you have over 400 skeletons. So I believe in Neanderthal, but if the other stuff, what if it was a one-off? You know, I'm supposed to believe this family tree that they've put together, and it's the equivalent of walking through the forest and finding a Yoo-hoo bottle and saying, this fell off of a tree. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It's they're feeding us stuff completely out of context to make us believe it, and we are discouraged from questioning it, because if you question it, you end up getting left out of what they call so-called legitimate educational forums.
Rockefeller Education.
Rockefeller Education.
Indeed.
So,
Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Sorry.
Oh, well, hold on. I just got bit by a snake.
It's okay. You got bit by a snake. But do you remember, was it called the Piltdown Man?
How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com. How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.
I remember the Piltdown Man, and while I'm thinking about snakes, so Titanoboa.
Yes.
The very first time I heard the dimensions of Titanoboa, I said, that can't be. I'm supposed to believe this boa is 50 foot long and weighs thousands of pounds?
It's a Tsukinoko. I'm looking at a
17 foot Burmese python right now, and it might weigh 160 pounds. So 17, so two and a half times longer. And it's supposed to weigh thousands and thousands of pounds. The body would be so big it couldn't move.
It would roll.
But yeah, but this is what we were fed, as this is a legitimate creature that we just discovered.
Yeah. It's hard. It can be hard to believe. But you know snake biology way better than I ever could.
Yeah, it's. You know, that's when things like this happen, I encourage people, find a legitimate expert, not somebody with a fancy title. Find somebody that works with this stuff for a living. Go find your local mom and pop pet store and talk to a snake breeder to learn more about snakes.
Yes.
Talk to them. Go to your mom and pop nursery. If you're having plant problems, put the phone down. Go to the nursery. Find the oldest dude there. Talk to him. Say, hey, my tomatoes aren't doing good. How did your granddaddy get his tomatoes to grow?
Right. Googled on his tablet.
Yes.
That's the kind of ass grok, yeah. Do you guys actually know what the term grok is from?
I don't.
Mm.
So, I need you to look up an author. His name was Alan Dean Foster. And he wrote a book called Stranger in a Strange Land. Was that Alan Dean Foster?
Stranger in a Strange Zone?
Stranger in a Strange Land.
Strange Land. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. It's going to bug me till I look up that author.
Oh, I'll
but
look it
anyway,
up. You keep going. I'll look it up.
Anyway, so it's about this guy named Mike. It was the first man.
Uh-oh. We lost you.
The government got him.
The snake ate him.
Am I here?
Oh, there you're back. I thought the snake ate you.
Okay. No. I'm back.
And it's Robert A. Heinlein.
It is Robert Heinlein.
Yeah.
Okay. See, even sometimes I get confused, you know, with the spaghetti mole method of the brain. But anyway, it was the first manned mission to Mars. This kid was born on Mars. Everybody else died. The federal government finds him and brings him back to Earth. And they're trying to buffalo him because he actually has a legal claim to the planet of Mars.
Okay.
But because he was raised by non-humans, he doesn't think like a human. And the word grok, he uses it a lot. So it means to drink, but it also means to understand completely. So to put it into text, if you were to eat a buffalo steak, you have grokked the buffalo because the buffalo is now part of you.
Okay.
So I just people are using grok, and most people always, if you're using a word, find out where that word came from.
So I guess, are you insinuating or tying together that grok, the app or this AI, is becoming part of you?
Yes.
So you're integrating yourself with technology, which is what freaking Elon Musk always talks about with his stupid Neuralink.
You are integrating yourself to where when they come out with the Neuralink, you're going to think, oh, this is so much easier. I won't even have to talk to operate grok anymore.
Won't even have to think.
Yep. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I ain't putting a chip in my brain that would let somebody take over.
Wait, you don't think you would be good in the future if every child that was born was automatically just installed with a Neuralink chip and then they're geniuses always for the rest of life?
I mean,
that would be horrible.
They already have, 500 vaccines that you get within like your first 3 days of life. What's a little chip?
What's a chip?
You know, it'll make their life better.
That soundbite right there is how the doctors are going to market in the future. We won't need these vaccines anymore. It's just the chip now. Because they can get the chip to get rid of all the pharmaceuticals and stuff. The chip will fix everything. Yeah, just mind-controlled drones at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mind control, the easiest way. Sponsored by the CIA.
Yeah, and Pfizer.
Nice jingle.
Yep. That's actually a lyric from a band called Suicidal Tendencies, and that's a song called Subliminally.
Oh, okay. I only know their one song, Institutionalized, and I learned it from Guitar Hero, and it was a really good song. It's really funny, but it's like real too.
Yep.
That's when a Pepsi.
Come on, Mama, just give me a Pepsi, please. Come on, that's all I want, Mom. No, you're on drugs. You're going to
And that song, that is the kind of things that the Parents Music Resource Committee protested again.
Yeah.
Jebediah, you shouldn't be listening to that song according to Tipper Gore. It's going to rip your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, and you should be studying the government-approved dinosaur rhetoric that we have prepared for you in the Rockefeller education system.
I think we need to get rid of public schools. Yes. Tear the whole system down. Communities.
Oh, yeah.
Local communities need to dictate their own curriculum.
I concur. I got the square school pizza recipe years ago, so there is no need for schools anymore.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Plenty I filled up on that every Friday.
Yep.
That's when they whip out the cardboard pizza with sauce on it. That's what it tastes like and felt like, and it was good. I liked it.
Your wet, chewy cardboard.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I didn't care. I was like, don't give me those little square pepperonis on there, though. Give me just cheese.
So I'm actually old enough to remember when they would make everything at the school that they fed us from scratch.
What? You can't.
I know.
That anymore. Michelle Obama said that's bad.
I know. I didn't eat the frozen prepackaged, grease and everything. There was a lunch lady back in there, kneading all this stuff.
They don't do that anymore. I mean, I vaguely remember when I was still in school, and I graduated in 2008. I remember a lot of stuff that came in. They just, like, was in cans and stuff. They'd reheat. There was very few things they actually did cook, like they actually made. But it was very, as I got older about my senior year, there was hardly any of that. Most of it was just pop it in the oven and warm it up and then bam, ready to go. But they used to make stuff. They used to even prepare like little custom desserts they would hand make there at the school. But all that's gone now. It's 100% gone. They actually tore down the school I went to. My class was the last one to graduate from it. They tore it down, and when they redesigned and built the new school, they actually hired a company that builds prisons. And the school is now a giant prison that's on lockdown. You can't get in or out after the bell rings. There's only one door in and one door out. And there's a camera down every hallway. You gotta watch all you kids. Make sure you're not doing anything outside of the lines. Yeah. And if you do,
and they wonder why children don't want to go to school.
No, it's literally a prison. And we're training them to be to operate in prisons as well, too. So that way, when they get into society and they get shoved into the prison system, guess what? They already know what to do.
School to prison pipeline.
Yep. And that's taxes. You get the tax. The prisons get paid money per prisoner by the state. Ain't that weird?
I have not fact-checked this, but I was told one time that in America, we have more people locked up than any place in the world other than communist China.
And that's probably a lie, too, about the communist China.
Yeah, we probably have more people locked up than them.
Them, yeah. I would believe it. We're a penile country.
Yeah, I saw this sheriff talking about getting tough on crime the other day and zero tolerance for a certain plant that like 27 states have legalized and the others have not. And she's talking about zero tolerance, you will go to jail. And I'm like, explain to me what these people are hurting. What is bringing them to jail going to do other than add more money in your pocket?
Well, they might give it to a kid.
They're dirty asocials listening to their dirty asocial music with explicit lyrics.
Long-haired, tree-hugging hippies.
Not the future I want to see. I don't know. I guess that was my Tipper Gore impression.
It's looking for your pearls to clutch them.
Yeah. Oh, slow down, you guys. You're giving me the vapors. We need to pump the brakes. Oh, man. I don't know. It's a terrible thing. I keep just staring off into the window, out into the sky, just like, what good things could be, the potential. But yeah, we get what we get. And you don't throw a fit. That's America nowadays.
Yeah, you get spoon-fed. You get told what they want you to know. Question everything. You know, I question the dinosaurs. I question history. I question, you know, biology. I question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are the lizard people real?
I want to
know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I think so. I don't know, but I think so.
Yeah.
That's my stance on lizard people.
I think, yeah, probably.
And I mean, I'm talking about reptilians. I'm not talking about the lizard people from Skatemore Swamp or...
No. Whatever. Yeah. Reptilian race, Silurians, like overlords... Mm-hmm. Calloused, hearted creatures.
Yep. What's that other race? The Anunnaki?
Right. Allegedly. I don't believe in that. I used to. I don't no more. I think that's all the sci-fi mumbo-jumbo hooey-fooey to throw us off the path of truth.
It could be. I mean, you know, we're supposed to believe that something everyone said was an extraterrestrial craft was a weather balloon, and you know, and then look at the technology, the technological advances after the Roswell incident.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just go down that rabbit hole. You know, all these things. And some of it was, I'm supposed to believe that the radar range, the first microwave, that was just, you know, that was supposed to be an advertisement, you know, that they named it the radar range.
The first microwave?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
It was called the radar range. They were stupid expensive, and they weighed about 600 pounds.
Nice. I'd like to get my hands on one of those, the OGs.
That'd be cool. That would be and cool.
Tear it apart.
And... You could melt a brick in one of those things, dude. I mean, it's just the power that those old ones had was astronomical.
Imagine what that did to your food and then what that food does to your body.
Exactly. Probably that's good. When it all started, right there.
The microwave oven.
You know, now I'm going to start researching gut health before and after the invention of the microwave.
I bet there's something there. I bet there's correlation. I when I was in college, I had an art teacher that I really looked up to, but he told me he had never in his life touched a button on a microwave. He refuses to ever use them. One. And I respect that.
I got my air fryer, and the microwave went in the trash.
Good. Is your air fryer stainless steel?
It is glass, sir.
Glass?
Ooh.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep. I wanted something as clean could be, so I got the glass version.
Nice. I didn't know they made a glass version. I kind of want a ceramic one now.
It's really nice to be able to just stick your head in the kitchen and look and see at what point your food is.
That's true. Yeah, a glass oven. That sounds nice. Glass refrigerator. Okay, now we're just too far. That's too much.
Yeah, that's what. But you know, going back to what I was ranting about earlier, I'm not going to say weed because I'm just ranting all over the place right now. And that's what the shack is for, right?
It's about getting it out.
Getting it out. So a friend of mine moved into an apartment a while back and said, weirdest thing in the world, I'm watching YouTube on my refrigerator. Their refrigerator was Wi-Fi, and they could watch cooking videos on the refrigerator.
Yep.
And it would like run an inventory of things in the refrigerator versus the recipe and tell them what they needed.
See, that's kind of cool, but it's so unnecessary.
It is.
It's bingo. It's unnecessary.
You know what? Back in the day, I remember this might sound crazy to people, especially youngins nowadays. I remember I'd go over to my grandma's house. And she would like do this thing where she would open up her pantry, and then she would also pull stuff out of the fridge, and then she'd make food.
Mm-hmm. It just appeared on the oven and the pan.
Yeah, she would like cook good. It. She would put things together and make ingredients and like put them together and actually like make
craziest
a meal.
Craziest thing ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. All from scratch. And she didn't have she didn't have to Google the recipe or print it off, to follow it.
Yeah, there was no phones involved.
I don't know
didn't
how.
Didn't have a Samsung fridge.
She must have been a genius. She broke the mold. In fact, both my grandparents did it. Both grandmas. Both sides. Gosh. I don't know how. Without a computer. Or a cell phone.
That was another time, another place, sir.
I guess so. We need to get back to those times, though. I don't know. I do think with the advancement of all the technology and what we're surrounding ourselves with and using it daily... you do, like you said earlier, like Grok, you become integrated with it. It becomes part of you. And then the potential you have, just you alone, what you can do with your own hands. And that's it. No technology added becomes more limited and limited and limited. And the less we figure out what we can do for ourselves, the less, capable or the longer it's going to take us to relearn it.
You are correct. And I'm just... going to toss this out there. This could go down as far as basic biological functions too, because did you know you can get an AI girlfriend?
What?
There is an app that you can download that it is an AI girlfriend, and she'll talk to you and everything.
Really?
So yes, and you can tweak her personality.
Oh, that sounds great. Nuts. What's this app called?
For research purposes only.
Crazy. What's it called?
There's a bunch of them. Just Google AI girlfriend. You'll find it.
I will never.
And
never. I don't need that.
But,
I have old...
But,
never mind.
Seriously. A bunch of teenage boys are going to download this, and it's going to give them such unrealistic expectations of women.
Oh, yeah. That'll.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll definitely change their personalities of how they treat other people.
Yes, sir. You are following the rabbit down the hole.
It will train their brains to be selfish and only accept what they want.
Yep.
But that's not what society and civilization's about. It's about integration with each other while still maintaining yourself, your identity.
Perhaps. You are correct.
I don't know. I'm just talking. It's from the heart of the shack.
That's right. We got all these things. We're going out, and it's me and Jebediah and Wilbur, and we're not going to talk about where Daniel is. I mean, I hope the government didn't grab him.
I think he was out looking for dinosaur bones. He's digging them up right now. He's trying to.
Oh, he wants to prove me wrong.
Hint, hint. He's not going to find any.
Nope.
The only ones he might find are maybe like ones made of plaster that, you know, they kind of recreated to put in a museum.
And then let's look at the way they put these skeletons back together and the way they fleshed them out. Look at a hippopotamus skeleton versus what a hippopotamus looks like. If you were to give that skeleton to an artist and say, hey, what would this look like with flesh on it? It wouldn't come back looking anything like a hippopotamus.
Right. Well, it's in the same way the other way around, the story about the elephant seal was given to like a taxidermist who had never seen an elephant seal before.
Mm-hmm.
He made this thing like 50 foot long, you know, there was no wrinkles in it. He just made a huge, because that's what the skin was. The skin's gigantic. So he made the whole thing even bigger and longer than it actually is because he didn't realize, oh, they have really flabby skin. Same difference, but just coming from the other way.
You know, I mean, we haven't even cataloged all of the living species. So how are we supposed to expect that we know unliving species?
Because the science already told us. What do you mean?
All been discovered.
It's already been done. Yeah.
Take your AI girlfriend and go home.
Exactly.
Nothing to see here.
Drink your soy milkshake and talk to your AI girlfriend really into the night.
Someday.
Yeah, but she's going to want chai tea.
Well.
Chai.
Is that milky chai tea or just the plain?
I don't know. Y'all can have my share of it. I don't care for the cinnamon flavor.
I knew a guy that he'd get those horrible things from Starbucks that were like 10 bucks every day, one of those disgusting little green things, but he shot himself, so don't have to worry about that anymore.
That ended not how you thought it was.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going there.
I thought maybe
probably because of the chilates. I don't know.
Probably. They probably have like mind control estrogen in them that will like go straight to your brain and like tells you, you know, you're not worthy enough.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, that's what happens. I think that's how. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they. I believe they enter, and they being the evil entities controlling the world and putting all this crap in our food and in the air and in the water and in the media and all the stuff they're feeding us and making us live off of. The government, it would be the short name of it.
Government.
But I do believe it's all based off what we see in here and then what we eat as well. They got their fingers wrapped around all of it. And it's all about control. Because I think what you consume, I guess, physically, like through food, that gets integrated, that becomes you, comes into your body. And then I think what you consume through your mind, through your eyes and ears, becomes integrated into your thoughts and your personality, subconsciously.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. And your body is designed to heal itself, and modern big pharma takes offense to that and tries to sell you a cure. Well, not a cure, a control for everything.
They give you something to mask your symptoms.
Yes.
But no cure.
Symptoms are caused by the lifestyle that they've given you.
Correct.
Correct.
It's all lifestyle. Designed by the Rockefeller Institute or the Rothschild demon core. Which, I don't know. Rothschilds.
I believe it was, I may be wrong, but I think it was the Rockefellers that pretty much created pills, you know, that we have today because they had a bunch of oil. And turns out you can take petroleum products and make a lot of crap out of it, and they had a bunch of junk that they couldn't use, and they found out, well, you can press it into these little pill things. Well, how about we sell these to people, put other crap in them, tell them to eat them? This is a great idea. And here we are, you know, you get your 20 pills a day so you don't have to think about how you're alive.
That's true.
Or we keep you ain't joking right there. You know, but hey, don't go out and dig up sassafras roots and make traditional sarsaparilla or sassafras
tea. That's illegal.
That's bad for you. Dangerous. Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah.
You'll get cancer.
Hey, you don't better not collect that rainwater.
Bottle. Yeah, don't collect rainwater.
You're affecting the water table. Know,
have you guys ever been out foraging for wild plants?
Yeah.
Mm.
So there's a foraging group that I've gone out with a couple of times, and it's just shocking the number of people down. There's this plant called yaupon. It's a type of holly, and it is the only caffeinated North American plant. And the number of people that have told me, oh, my God, what are you doing? That's poisonous. It's going to kill you. Who told you that? Did you do your research? No, they didn't do their research. They didn't question anything. And again, we go back to that problem. People don't want to question the status quo.
Correct. Well, and it's that's just through, I think, what would you call that? That's just through our training, I guess, of just how we've been raised and what we're surrounded by. Mm. It's anything questioning things is taboo nowadays, or it's thought to be that way.
Or at Boy, least- you ain't joking. And I mean, that's when I was in school, you know, this little hyperactive autistic kid, it was like the teacher get pissed when I started asking all these questions.
You're taking away their control.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
They get their
curriculum. You're not supposed to ask questions.
Right. You don't ask questions. You sit there and you listen to what the teacher tells you, and the teacher pulls that from what the state tells them. And you sit there and you accept it as truth.
And which the state pulls from what Bill Gates tells them.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, yeah.
Comes from the federal government, which comes from Rockefellers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll see how we just keep pulling the thread and see how deep it actually goes until you get to some reptilian, like, yeah, I don't know.
Amorphous blob somewhere in Middle Earth.
It's just me and Thomas Massey out there telling the truth, folks.
That's right. We need Thomas Massey in the shack.
We do need Thomas Massey in the shack.
All right.
And then,
all of our listeners out there, call to arms right now. You reach out to Thomas Massey and you tell him to get on DW Conspiracy Shack.
Abduct him and bring him to us.
Let's not do that.
Jebediah, what's that rapper we were talking about that won that case against the cops? He's from somewhere up north. Yeah, Afro Man.
Yep, he's from
he
down
needs to be on the show.
Right on the Ohio-Kentucky border. I think that's what town is that now? I can't remember. Starts with an S, I think. Either way.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, I mean, he questioned authority. He was not going to accept the status quo. They took what was it, $40 from him or something that wasn't
something
returned?
Out.
And the cops tried to say, oh, we miscounted it and misregistered it.
Yes, yes.
You know, and then they took his cameras and then they ate his lemon pound cake. Now, that's crossing the line right there. If you come for my lemon pound cake, I'm out for blood.
That's true. I mean, I probably would have tried to sneak a piece just because it's lemon pound cake.
I probably would have asked.
Yeah,
I would have been like, hey, man, that smells really good. Can I have a piece of that? You know, I'm sorry that we have invaded your property, which is illegal against the Fourth Amendment of improper search and improper seizure, since we're taking your money, and we're going to say that we screwed up and didn't count it right, so we can give you back the wrong amount of money because we need some pizza or something.
Donuts,
you know?
Probably.
I had to stop at Dunkin' Donuts on the way back. I made a donut joke. I feel better now.
Dunkin' Donuts was originally called Open Kettle.
Well, we have hit the hour mark.
Oh, I guess it's time, you know.
It's getting
we
got to
shut the broadcast down before the government finds us. We do not want the government finding the shack again.
No, I've been seeing these vans driving around town lately. White vans. guys in black suits, black sunglasses, little radar dishes floating around looking for.
One of them tried to pick me up yesterday. He said that he had corn dogs in the back of the van. I was crawling in, but I didn't smell anything.
Okay, good. So you got out of there.
I left.
Can they cook corn dogs on a hot dog roller?
Now, see, QT has, they call them pigs in a blanket. I've heard this from somebody else that isn't me.
Oh, okay.
But they're not any good. They're garbage.
Good to know. Let me write that
and add
that to my notes.
Not even worth trying.
totally off subject. I know we got to get out of here before the government gets to us, but have y'all ever tried Korean corn dogs?
No.
No.
Oh. That's just the stuff they coat them with. They'll coat it with, like, french fries. I've seen, they'll take like a, make it like a normal corn dog and then coat it in like hot Cheeto dust.
Dude.
I've seen where they split the hot dog in half and put a piece of string cheese between it and then wrap bacon around it and then dip that in the batter and fry it.
Oh,
this sounds like some Midwest State Fair crap here.
Oh, yeah. Do you throw
I never thought about that. That does sound like some Midwest State Fair crap.
Have you ever had deep fried butter?
And deep fried.
I have never had fried butter.
That's good. Sadly, it's good. all it is, the only reason it's good is just because the butter melts in there and it just gets soaked into the batter it's cooking in. So it's just super buttery, sweet batter. Of course it's good. But yes, the shack, it needs, the doors need to close.
Yes, and thank you very much for having me.
Yes, Maurice, the buttered rye toast Klug.
Yes, and I had buttered rye toast for breakfast.
As you should, always.
Toast is good.
Yep.
Toast is great.
It is.
And Jebediah is headed back to that secret 50-gallon pot still he's got hidden in the woods to load in his 48 Hudson and take it down and sell it.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
I just hope it sells well because we need the funds.
Yes, we do.
Well, I've been Wilbur.
I've been Maurice.
I've been Jeb. Adiah.
We'll see you all next time on The Shack.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on, I'm looking for the button.
Hit the buttons, Wilbur.
Button, who's got the button?
There's the button. We'll see you guys on next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
All good?
How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com. How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.